You never have the clever line?
Shut up.
What am I shutting up?
I don't know. It's so funny because every time we've ever done this, it's like there's no planning, there's no script, there's no nothing, and then we just sort of go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I open my beer, and we get started.
Are we started?
We're totally started.
Well, fuck
we've
that.
We've been rolling for
God.
24 seconds already.
And this is also another common way to start the show. If you've been listening for all of the 3 years...
It'll be 3 years in, like, 8 days.
It's terrifying. It all started with about 4 bottles of wine. And
4 very drunk 25-year-olds.
That's not Chinese! That's Mandarin!
Ooh.
We weren't 25. I was fucking 23. I don't know what you were smoking.
I was...
We were all 23.
I think we were all 23, 24.
All
23. At the time.
No, we were all 23 because
all
four of us
of
were 82. Born of 1982.
Yes.
So, too, not I'm gonna be born like it's 1982. Go for it. Louder.
Well, we have to clink louder, apparently.
There we go. That ought to do it. In case you haven't figured this out in the minute 22 seconds, 24. 6 seconds that you've been listening.
I should never give you dials or knobs to look at.
This is a little show we like to call...
You Can't Spell Crap Face Without PFA. And sitting to my right is...
Miley Goldberg. Huh?
Oh, you could say, and sitting to my left...
And sitting to my left is...
The captain of the other team. And we also have a special guest in studio with us.
Amazing.
Dr. Katz. This is a studio Waterford. I don't know. It's a different studio than we've ever studioed in before.
Studioed in. But no living room is complete without having a podcast in it. You gotta come have a podcast down where I live. Someday.
Well, I'm pretty sure the last time I was there, I probably had the shit with me.
When do you not have the shit with you? You always have the shit with you. The shit is, like, surgically implanted in your body. You know how they opened up that kid had, like, a tumor and there was a foot in the tumor?
What?
If they opened up a tumor on your body, podcasting shit would pop out of it. I'm so not kidding, Captain.
The shit is go.
The shit.
Have you guys seen the commercials for the Honda Fit? If you haven't, then you wouldn't get this.
Of course you have. Oh, my God. That's, like, so talking down to your audience. Of course they've seen... The commercials for it. The Fit is go. They've only won, like, awards and other stuff like that. Otherwise, you can find them on YouTube. And they're pretty amazing. And that's why Toyota's earnings have gone way down. But I don't think Honda's have. Because they're very, very, very smart.
Is the Fit the new Prius? Is that how it works?
No, the Fit is not quite the new Prius. The Fit is the affordable Prius. Like, I couldn't afford a fucking Prius, so...
But it gets lots of miles.
It gets, like...
And it doesn't look as bad as, like, a Scion or a Honda Element.
The new Fit is a little boxy, is a little, like, more edgy, dare I say. Not edgy in, like, the lame-ass douchebag way of meaning edgy, but, like, it just has a lot of edges to it and a lot of sharper edges to it, so that makes it edgy. My Fit is a 2007, so it's a little bit rounder.
Yeah.
It's a little more... But it's a great car. I was eating lunch at a Panera with a new friend today, and we were saying goodbye, and some woman tries to get in my car.
What?
Like, she stuck out her keys, and she was trying to get in my car, and I looked behind there, and it was someone who I, like, just met today. And so I go, and I'm like... I'm looking in the back seat of the car, and I'm like, that's totally my sweater back there. That is not this lady's car. And so it was kind of funny. You know,
she just wanted it.
She had the exact same car. It was like 4 cars over, but they're becoming very popular. It's the affordable version of the Prius. Because the Prius is like the total PFA, but everybody's fucking broke right now, so nobody can afford a Prius. So that's why Toyota's going toe up, and the Fit is go.
So yeah, it's total PFA. But something that I've discovered recently, and actually started paying attention to a lot, is stuff white people like. Stuff white people like lines up very closely with PFA.
Stuff white people like stole our idea.
We should have started that blog, right?
I explained this. Okay, so some. dude on OKCupid was like, I never thought that it would match me up with someone whose interests so paralleled stuff white people like .com. And I said, dude, we might as well have started that shit, because that was probably like a late 2007, 2008 phenomenon. And we began our podcast all the way up in 2006. And that was before the not only the messiah of like the free world, I guess, but the messiah of the PFA is someone who admittedly eats arugula.
Who? What?
Barack Obama, hello.
I love arugula.
I know we love... I love arugula too, but the brother admitted to eating arugula, and they still elected him president.
Gina, why are you calling my phone? Gina,
even though he wasn't about guns, babies, and Jesus. Something like that.
What? Okay, we're going to take a pause now to get our out-of-studio guest on the line. And
we
already started.
Milo's going to stop talking politics because she will shoot herself in the head. Or kick herself in the face. That'd be bad on both counts. Pause!
All right. You just said pause.
So then I'm going to say unpause.
It's going to sound really...
has a Gina.
Okay.
Gina, who is also known to our previous listeners, not that we really have many,
Kyle.
Except for Kyle, as the macrame bird of prey. Gina is our oftentimes musical guest. And that's all the introduction you need.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi. I don't know what to say. I was thinking of all kinds of things that I wanted to like have us talk about, but now I forgot what they all were. So, oops.
Well, first of all, Gina, you're not dead yet. And I know
that's
kind of depressing, but it's kind of exciting, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm not planning on being dead anytime soon. I suppose it could happen, but it's not in the cards as far as I can tell.
I'm in favor of Gina not dying.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost happened, supposedly. The doctors thought so. I beg to differ. I don't think that I was going to die, but they thought I was. So, silly doctors. But, yeah.
Silly doctors.
Silly.
Did I tell you that I have my appendix out?
Flippity gibbets. That should be your PFA name.
Flippity gibbets.
Well, some flippity gibbets took part of Ryan out of him.
Yeah, I'm minus one appendix.
Wow.
I thought you only had one appendix.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you have like three? And now you're minus one. And something.
Negative one appendix. I am plus five for the wins.
The appendix wars.
More organs means more human, indeed.
You know, I think that instead of that game Snoods, there should be like appendixes or appendices, and then you could just like try to imagine that game instead of all those little creatures, just all these little organs. That'd be kind of gross.
What about that game where you make up your own person? Or your own living organism, and they dance for a little bit.
Oh, Spore.
Spore. My friends decided that they were going to treat us. They're like, hey, let's look at Spore videos on YouTube of all these, like,
spore
dancing
porn.
Penises. Jesus Christ.
Some guys at this open mic night that I go to sometimes out here, they wrote a song about Spore, the game. It was funny. I've never played it. So I probably didn't get it fully, but it was still a funny song anyway.
Well, I mean, you know the deal, right? You start out as like a little protozoa in the ooze, and then you sort of like grow appendages and a beak and stuff, and then you eventually learn to walk and you form civilizations, and then
you master
space flight. And it only takes like 10 hours.
Holy shit! Do you grow noodly appendages?
A noodly appendage when we can be touched.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh my god, this ice cream looks incredible.
I was trying to explain ice cream and raspberries and chocolate.
Oh my god, oh my god.
Oh my stars and stripes.
Hey, you know what? I pulled that bullshit way before Sarah Palin did, so... I'm very bitter about that. I
Are you kicking your chair or something?
That was... No offense, Dr. Katz, but that was me pretending I was from Minnesota. With an accent. which Governor Palin fakes because she sucks. She does fake and suck.
Ooh, she's not from Minnesota, though.
No, she's from Alaska, but she tries to sound like she's from Minnesota.
From
Heartland. I'm really, like, if you give me an hour to talk, I will just talk about how much I hate Sarah Palin for an hour, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, well, you know, she can't see Russia from her house.
I know.
That was must that be?
That was the number one quote of the year, according to the guy who does Yale quote books. That's his official title, was I can see Russia from my house. That's because Tina Fey is the awesomest. Tina Fey even says in an interview, she's like, I have one kid, I'm 38, it would be dangerous to have another one. It's like, oh my god, someone with some sense in their head.
You know what, actually I met some 40 something year old ladies in Argentina who had kids in their 40s, and they were like, fine, but you know, I guess it depends on who you are.
But you're gambling. That's biology, though. Like, you're really gambling. And Sarah Palin just really had that baby, and, like, whenever she had it on stage, it was like, touch the magic retard, baby! Touch the magic retard, baby!
Do you get a wish? Like, if you rub its head, you get a wish?
Yes.
That's cool.
But John McCain kept trying, and none of his wishes came true.
Silly John McCain. Anyway... is politics very PFA or is it FPA?
Well, it becomes PFA during an election year.
It becomes PFA with Barack Obama, because Barack Obama is like the ultimate figurehead of the PFA movement.
Really?
He's the PFA messiah.
He's one of our own, and he's fucking president.
He runs for office, and he can he can freaking what's it called? Sail board.
What does that
windsurf,
mean?
Windsurf.
That's windsurf. Sailboard.
And you know...
That's so perfect, too, because it really is a board with a sail on it. That's what they should call it. Oh,
so many things are just named, like...
Dude, I'm so rad. I'm sailboarding.
There you go. I think you should just, like, windsurf, but then call it sailboarding, and you'll pretend that you're doing something unique that no one else is doing.
And that would be the most PFA thing of all.
Yep, that's what PFA is all about.
I invented a new sport.
Yeah, it's the same as the one that already exists. I just changed the name.
What are some other sports where that happens?
I don't know.
Softball and baseball, and come on.
Yeah, and...
That's really the same thing.
I can't really think of any other examples.
Hi-Ali and that one game from Tron.
What?
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Tron, it came out the year that we were all born. Wait, Gina's a little bit older, isn't she?
Gina's older.
Gina, you're not in the 1982 club.
No, I'm in a class by myself.
Nor
I'm
is Dr. Special. Katz.
When was Dr. Katz born?
80.
Oh, me too. We're in the 80 club.
Right.
Yay us.
More statistical evidence to prove that when people are put in front of microphones, they will talk.
She was asked a question.
Yes.
Dr. Katz is one of those people who says before we get her on the microphone that she's not going to talk.
Oh. Well, that's okay. I mean, there's really nothing to be nervous about anyway. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there is. I just don't have any shame. I'll just say anything.
Hear, hear.
Yay. Yay for no shame.
Yeah, you should take your shame and put it in a drawer.
Yeah, I don't know. I lost my shame.
House. I don't need no wheels. I don't need no gasoline. 'Cause the wind that is blowing is blowing like a something machine.
A something machine. There you go. That's another song. I'm trying to think of funny song topics. So. For a new project that I may be doing after my album is done.
Like, I love raisins.
And I've got... Oh, I need to bring that back up. yeah, so I have a couple of titles. One is the Ballad of Mickey the Blind Stunt Parrot. And another is Don't Eat the Christmas Cookies. which is a little tune I wrote to myself to keep myself from eating the Christmas cookies that were on the table next to the piano. And another song about marijuana called Contact High, about how everybody I know smokes pot except for me.
I remember that one, too.
Yeah. And I have five. One is called Play Naked, which I may be performing with Mystery Train, but that's my band, by the way, in case you guys haven't been updated on that.
Tommy Lee,
you're with
Play
the band,
Naked?
Yo.
Yeah. MysteryTrainLive.net, we rock. We're a jam band, and when I told Emily about us, she said, "You're one of those bands that everybody does drugs to," and I was like, "Yep, pretty much."
At 4 a.m. in the middle of the swamp.
Well, actually, we did play a festival. It was our first official live performance that we played until 4:20 in the morning, and we didn't even plan that. Like, we just happened to stop playing at 4:20 a.m. So, oh yeah. It's been a lot of fun. I really love playing in a band. I've not actually been able to successfully get myself into a band forever, and this is, like, the greatest thing. It just fell into my lap. I wasn't even looking, so isn't that how it always works?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes your friends, a.k.a. Myla Goldberg, will just call you up and be like, "You need to play drums for this guy, Mark." You had some other dude call me earlier this year and, like, "Hey,
I'm looking
for a drummer this weekend. Can you help out?"
That's not how David sounds, but that's okay.
It's a guy from a band. They all sound like that.
He does not. David is a composer, so he's like, "Hello, would you like to play drums?"
If he's a composer, he better say percussion.
Well, in the composery world, drums and percussion are two very different things. If you want
that
to
is,
play...
That
like,
is very true. I learned that from someone recently who tells me that over and over. Percussion is a more overarching term, and it encompasses more than just the set. It's like many things, so...
Like piano. Is it a string, or is it percussion?
It's both.
I don't know. I think it's both, because you hit strings.
It's like a tomato.
Yeah, vegetable and a fruit.
It's the tomato of instruments.
It is. I play the tomato.
See, Gina likes it. Emily's rolling her eyes.
I am rolling my eyes. I had that discussion with my... I have this little jazz band guitarist. I tell him he has... I don't want to be offensive and say he has musical Tourette's, but he does. Like, every time I turn around, I'm like... "Please stop, please stop." And then he just busts out today by the Smashing Pumpkins at the drop of a hat. And I'll be like, "Please don't make me hate that song. I really would get very mad at you if you make me hate that song." But
What Smashing Pumpkins song?
Today.
Oh.
That's a really terrible singing rendition of it. But when do I not do terrible singing renditions of
things? One, two, three, four, like Smashing Pumpkins.
I miss Bucket of Nails.
Oh, I was going to start beatboxing along to it, because while you're doing your terrible singing, I was going to do my terrible beatboxing, and we could be like a terrible duo.
The terrible duo?
Yeah. The we suck duo.
You mean like the White Stripes? Oh!
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. I want to be in a band called that Band Sucks. People could be like, "Hey, no, wait, that wouldn't actually be funny. Never mind." Just kidding.
There must be some like ska or punk band out there in the world that just is called We
That's
Suck.
That's how the band Garbage got their name.
Yeah. I'll
Garbage.
That.
Yeah. I'm only happy when it rains.
I'm only happy when it's complicated. That song's about me, man. I'm only happy when it's complicated. Yeah, no, I don't know. Maybe not anymore. I've changed, man. I've changed for the better. I'm all chill now.
Speaking of early 90s alt bands, we were sitting at lunch today, and somebody had the Cranberries as their ringtone. It was Salvation. And I was like, I haven't heard that song in forever. I was getting ready to start a whole conversation with her, but then she got up to answer the phone and she never came back. So I was going to make a new friend today at Dr. Katz's work. And it just didn't happen.
I've been digging the Lemonheads a lot lately.
Lemonheads are good times. Apparently, yeah.
Dando is the biggest prick on the face of the planet, but
yeah,
who cares?
I was gonna say, apparently he sucks a lot.
Doesn't. I'm of the very strong opinion that, like, all these people are like, I can't listen to such and such band. They usually fill it in with the Smashing Pumpkins, because I get shit upon like nothing else for loving that band. But everybody's like, God, Billy Corgan's such a dick. How can you listen to him? I'm like, dude, Mozart was an asshole. Tchaikovsky was out of his fucking mind. Wagner thought he was king, and he was, like, a massive anti-Semite. But is that going to stop you? Like, so many classical composers and performers are total dicks. Total dicks. But is that going to stop you from listening to their music? Probably not.
Hmm. Maybe now. Maybe I'm going to, like, boycott all those guys now. I'm just kidding. Probably not.
We have
not.
A comment from the Peanut Gallery that, despite the fact that Michael Jackson touches little boys, people still listen to his early hits a lot.
I think Michael Jackson is very talented, and I ignore the fact that he's a big perv, because I actually think he's great. Yeah. You know, what he does with his personal life is his own business. I just listen to the music, so, you know.
Well, I'm glad that you have that, because so many people I know are like, I can't listen to this music, cause this guy's a dickhead, and I'm like...
Yeah, like, I don't mean to be un-PFA. Well, maybe I do. Maybe that makes me PFA.
Everyone is allowed
shit,
their guilty pleasures.
Yeah, so I like that band Maroon 5 a lot, and I don't know why. I just do. I think it's catchy and fun music, and if I go to a karaoke place, I will sing Maroon 5 songs. And I hear those guys are all dickheads, but I mean, they sound like dickheads even when they sing. They're like pretentious little, like, pop star guys, but I think their music's fun.
It's really hard to find PFA music on the karaoke machine.
That song that they do called Sunday Morning.
I love that song.
That's a good
song.
Yeah.
I was singing that at a karaoke.
That's a guilty pleasure song for sure.
Yeah.
That's not even a guilty pleasure song. That's a good song. It just happens to be there are other songs in that album that make them sound like the Backstreet Boys.
It's true. They do have
a producer.
They definitely have a little bit of, well, probably more than a little bit of that boy band flavor, but I don't know. Sunday Morning, I sang at karaoke. It was fun. It was a good song.
It is a good song. I agree. You know my favorite guilty pleasures lately? My favorite radio guilty pleasure?
What's that?
I always tend to like the songs that are follow-up singles by artists. Like, not like the song that they're known for, but like the second song that came out and is sort of remembered in history as being in the shadow of that first song.
Their other song, yeah.
Their other hit. Mine is that stupid Katy Perry woman who did the I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It song. But she has that other song. Like, you're hot and you're cold. You're yes and you're no. You're in and you're out. You're up and you're...
I know that
song.
I know that one. That, you know what, those... That style of music really, really reminds me of those Disney Channel girls that suddenly become pop stars. It's that same kind of, like, vapid lyrics that really are just there because they sound good and they're not really about anything.
This actually
or they're
came
very
out
generic.
Recently that one of the top 10 most searched people, like, they always release this, like, Yahoo releases one and Google and whatever, and it's almost always Britney Spears, but this year... Miley Cyrus, who
You know what? Believe it or not, I did hear that. And
Hannah Montana, she's like in the top five most searched terms, not just people.
Here's my question about Britney Spears. Everybody's like, oh my god, she made a comeback. She's not crazy anymore. And people's qualifications for her not being crazy anymore are that she took her clothes off in a video and she looks halfway decent with her clothes off riding around in a video. How does that make her not crazy? I thought shit like that was what made her crazy in the first place.
Well, and her hair grew back.
Oh, that's right, her hair grew back. Okay. So she's not baldy anymore and she hasn't, like, dropped her kids in the street and she's naked and writhing again. But, to me, stuff like that makes her crazy in the first place. Like, to me, she's always been crazy and this is just... But, like, when she shaved her head, that really, and this is going to sound like feminist riot girl thing, but it was like when she took away the thing that made her beautiful, everybody's like, fucking A! She lost her mind. Nonetheless, she's been married for 55 hours. That wasn't a sign that shit was going wrong. But she got rid of her hair. Watch the fuck out. She's a time bomb, you know? Like, that always made me angry.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tell us how you really feel. I will say
very little about Britney, and this is it. I guess now she's back to doing what she did before, and the universe is as it was, and everyone is satisfied. That's probably all that means.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I should have said is whatever. Anyway.
Enough is enough.
Yeah.
Is enough.
So, Gina, you has new music.
I do has new music. Yeah, so 3 years ago, I said I was going to make this album. And, like, in November, I started working on it. So, yeah, I'm excited because I'm actually doing it with real instruments this time. I kind of decided, like, to say screw digital, and I have recorded all of my music on a Steinway Grand, and it was, by the way, the most gorgeous piano I've ever touched in my life. And I have a drummer who's playing on all the songs with me, and after New Year's sometime, I'm going to start putting together the remaining instruments. So there'll be, like, guitar, bass, maybe cello, if I can find someone. And
if anybody is a recording engineer, you should get in touch.
Nudge. Right?
Yeah, I need mixing because I found out that to get it mixed with the guy that I'm working with now, it's going to probably be like $2,000, $1,100 minimum. And I don't think I have that much money to my name, so I'm looking for less expensive options where I can still retain some quality.
There are probably about, 150 kids at Full Sail who would love to help you out.
That's true, and actually, the recording engineer who I'm working with went to Full Sail. So, of all the people I could have used in Central Pennsylvania, this guy's gone to Full Sail, so he knew where UCF was, and I was like,
nice.
Oh shit!
Outside of Central Florida, Full Sail actually has a decent reputation.
Yeah, I think
because
they
don't live here.
They were listed as Rolling Stone did like a list a few years ago of top 5 schools for music in the country. They listed like Juilliard, New England Conservatory, Berkeley, which Berkeley makes sense because if you're looking to do like not strict conservatory music, Berkeley is the place to go. Number 5 was fucking Full Sail, and
they
almost
paid for that. I'm
shat
sorry.
Myself.
Somebody
I
paid a lot of money to get on that list.
Shat myself. I mean, for what it is, it's a good thing, but like I don't, it just, like I said, the Buck and Nail song. I hate kids in tight pants who go to Full Sail! Ah! That's all I remember from the Buck and Nail song. But
that's funny. The guy that's doing my album right now, he is Mark Frigo. That's his name, Frigo Recording. And he's done a good job. Like, I think he has a good ear, and I would like him to mix it. But he charges $50 an hour, and you know, that's cool if you have a budget, but I'm like poor broke.
Yeah.
Whoever I am, I can't even say I'm a poor broke college kid because I'm not in college anymore.
Isn't that
I will
sad?
Be. I will be in the spring, so I can start saying that again starting January 5th or something like that. But until then, I'm just a poor broke me, and I'm really looking forward to this thing being done, even though I don't know if, you know, the release of it is going to happen when I want it to. At least most of the hard stuff is done. Other than writing string arrangements, most of the hard stuff is done. So,
string arrangements.
Just to qualify, it's not like you can't get a good education at Full Sail, but they talk about it like everyone who comes out is going to get like $100,000 a year
job
on the
at
next
Lucas
day.
Film.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
no, the guy
true.
That I'm working with does well. He's got a studio in his house, though. I think that's a cool idea, though, because then you don't have to pay overhead, like, rent for, building. And he has, he's able to isolate 5 instruments and have them record simultaneously and, like, mostly soundproof in this basement. And, I don't know, there's a lot of home entrepreneurs in Central PA. It's that kind of a town where, like, it's not unusual to have, like, a little business out of your house.
Well, isn't it, like, 45 miles to the nearest big city?
It's an hour and a half to Harrisburg, and I think that's the closest major.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like,
so yeah.
Yeah, it's like Gainesville. It lives in a vacuum.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much like Penn State land.
Yeah.
We had a bus break. We had a marching band bus break down outside a College Station. We were stuck at the Walmart there. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. The State College Walmart is funny. It has a Penn State souvenir store
in it. Yes, it does. And we were all sunburnt because we were like, we're in the marching band from UCF, and we're not going to get sunburnt in Pennsylvania. And we were all really sorry about that.
Yeah, my lips were like peeling that day. It was really horrible. Well, and they also sat us on the side of the stadium that gets the most sun during the game.
And has drunk guys behind us singing to the alma mater of Penn State, "We don't know the goddamn words." That's all they're saying.
Oh, boy.
Funny thing being that the words were showing on the large screen across the stadium. Willful ignorance is all I have to say about that, I guess.
So, Gina...
Or Penn State doesn't require literacy for admission.
Yeah, they just require that you have rich parents. That's what I found out. Or that your parents are faculty members. That's how I ended up getting to go here. So, yay. Anyway.
This song is called Splitting Wooden Nickels. Do you want to tell us anything about it?
Oh, it's actually Spitting Wooden
Spitting?
Nickels.
Oh,
yeah.
I saw I didn't read.
Yeah, it's okay.
You fail.
Yeah, the background of this song is, well, the title came from something that my aunt said to me when I was having some relationship issues earlier this year, and she said that sometimes you can stand on your head and spit wooden nickels and you can't make it work if it's not meant to be, or whatever it was that she said, and I was like, damn, that's pretty clever. I'm going to have to use that in a song one of these days. So, hence, the song was born, and it's from the point of view of God looking at two people in a dysfunctional relationship telling them how dumb they are. So, I thought it's pretty crazy. And another note, which is more like me bragging, or something, is that the piano solo in this, when I was recording it, like, okay, so this is done on one take. Like, the drums and piano were done at the same time, like, live with no click track, just, like, on one take. And we kept it. So there's, like, one wrong note where I bonk it, and I don't really care. Because the piano solo I totally made up off the top of my head right on the spot. Because once I started getting into it, I was like, oh, shit, I never wrote out a solo for this. So I just made it up. And it actually was pretty cool. So, yeah. So are we going to, like, hear it and
we're
not talk?
We're going to hear it.
Okay.
She wants is to be close, and he's afraid to get stuck. He's drowning in indecision and picking things apart. Neither one can figure out who's breaking whose heart. No fool like a fool in love. You've got to give up and get on, and get on, la-da-da, get on, la-da-da, get on, la-da-da. Spitting wooden nickels while they're standing on their heads. Fate is just a joke they tell to have more fun in bed. No, they won't be held responsible for any moves they make. Still searching for undo so's not to live with their mistakes. Like a fool in love, you've got to
I forgot to say this in the beginning, that's the unmixed, sort of like I leaked it because I was proud of what I'd done so far, but I've heard that the drums are too high in the mix and, like, you know, things just need to be balanced out. The bass is also missing. There's supposed to be a bass line in there, but the guy hasn't been to play it yet because I haven't, like, you know, I haven't called him yet about it. But yeah, I mean, that was the most recent song that I wrote for the album. There's a couple on there that are older, but that was an add-on. I'm like, oh crap, I have this other song, I'm gonna add it to the project. So there'll be probably 12 to 13 songs on it. Thanks. So
is it still gonna be called Gina Riggio? I mean,
yeah, it's all me. Like, I'm probably gonna be telling these people what to play, so they're all still my compositions. So it's nice. It's me. Yeah, the album will probably be called Ultraviolet Catastrophe.
Yay!
So, which is something I pulled out of a physics book like 4 years ago.
I was gonna say, I think you've mentioned that before.
Yeah, I've heard that as a working name for a title. So
yeah, it seems to keep applying. I mean, it's nothing earth shattering really, but it's my metaphor for applying old ways of looking at things to new experiences and observations, which is kind of what happens in life when you realize that you have to abandon your old ways of thinking and kind of, like, evolve. So that's what it's all about, dude.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Did I hit a nerve there?
Myla Goldberg is feeling nigh nostalgic right now.
What?
You've got that sort of look in your eye, like you're remembering something that you've lost.
Well, I don't know. Part of it is just like being, I really, this is starting to feel like one of those fireside chat podcasts that we're having. And it's just, I think, I was talking with a friend of mine, and I missed her birthday party, for which I'm kind of a shithead, but I saw David Byrne instead, which, no offense, but I've been to like 8 of her birthday parties, and I never seen David Byrne before, so I was very excited about that.
Hello, I'm David Byrne, and this song is called "Letting the Days Go By." Did he ever say anything like that?
No.
Did he always ever say, like, "Hello, we're the Talking Heads, and this is song X, Y, and Z"? No,
he just had a bunch of interpretive dancers come out in tutus when they played Burning Down the House for the third encore. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And the place went ape shit. Like, all these, like, older people. Older people are so much more fun at concerts than younger people. Like, all the young punks stand around with their arms crossed. But these people were, like, so fucking excited. And he had tapped into something, like, primordial in their heads. Like, it was, like, 1976. And holy fucking shit, these people were so excited. They were so excited. And everybody was just screaming the whole time. They're like, thank you for coming to Miami. They were so excited. And they just lost their mind. When he played Once in a Lifetime, and when he played Life During Wartime, and then when he played Burn Down the House, holy fucking shit, he went... people went insane. It was really awesome. But anyway, my friend's birthday party, in contrast, I asked her how it was, and she said, yeah, it was uneventful. We all just sort of sat around and talked, and I said to her, I said that is so much more valuable to me now than it was years ago when I did a lot of that.
There was just cat on the countertop. That was, I think she's gone now, but...
yeah.
It was distracting. So yeah, we have also some feline guests in studio, or whatever the hell cats we call this place.
Kitty's in the house.
I am a big fan of cats. But you guys know that. Everybody who knows me knows that. I have 4 cats, and me and my mom are going to build them a tent out of PVC pipe and fabric and other things to keep them warm in the winter, because it's like 20 degrees outside right now. And yeah, it's very cold, and it's going to get colder. Actually, on Saturday, there's supposed to be this big heat wave. It's going to be 50.
Heat wave!
Are you guys any warmer than the rest of the state because you're in a valley, or what?
I don't know shit about weather, so I could not answer that question for you. My brother came up from South Florida on Thanksgiving, and he's like, how the hell do you guys live in this death hole? I just thought the word death hole was so funny, I couldn't stop laughing. Like, death hole.
I think that's gotta be the title of this podcast.
Death hole.
Death hole.
Living in the death hole.
Hey, I need to add that to my funny song titles list.
I don't know. I think that living in South Florida, like, is seriously, like, people say to me, they say, oh, you just live in South Florida. You're only 3 hours down the road from your beloved Orlando. But I am such a spoiled brat. Like, I was walking around last night, and I was like, I'm so cold.
Well, it was a lot colder last night than it was for the last 2 weeks and the rest of today.
Freezing. And I got... I'll show this to you, crap face, meaning captain. I sent out a message to some of my friends in South Florida that it was fucking cold in Orlando, and I got... a message back asking you about an icy vag, which was very interesting.
What? Icy vag, fucking cold equals icy vag? ?
That's a little terrifying.
Wow.
Because, oh god.
That may be the most vulgar thing I've ever said on this podcast, but so, I didn't come up with it, so. That's terrible.
He says, I hate to think that I caught something from you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
This is the bug boy. Oh, hey, we went dead again there. We're lagging. Did you experience a large lag? Macrame person?
A large lag.
Can you hear me?
A little moment of static, that was all.
Oh, okay.
Moment of static, that's another good song. You know moment what else is a good static song?
What?
Tuba players eating coloring books.
Oh god.
What?
Are you gonna tell the story?
I could tell the story. It's a good story. I said something to my children about eating Play-Doh when I was in preschool. And I will talk about this because it's a phenomenon that I experienced first when I was working with an elementary school group. And the teacher was like, tell them about your pets. They love pets. And she's a fabulous teacher, but that was actually the worst idea that she could have ever come up with. Because, like, when you talk to elementary school kids, like 5-year-olds, about their pets, you get this phenomenon that I call, my cat is named Muffin, too! And they just start talking about random shit that has no bearing on anything else that you're talking about. And so I said something about eating Play-Doh in front of my 6th graders, and they were like, Oh my god, did you eat paste? Did you blah, 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 blah. Like 10 minutes go by, and then this little redheaded, freckle-faced girl in the class said about her brother, who's a tuba player, he said, "My brother ate a whole coloring book when he was in preschool."
That kid gets an award. I don't know what I'm saying, but he needs to have one. I'll think of one for him.
I'm a good eater.
No, most non-food ingested, or I don't know, creative
non-edible supplies. School.
No, how about like creative fiber intake or something? Yeah.
Creative and colorful fiber intake.
Yeah. Creative way. Unique ways to get more insoluble fiber in your diet. Eat a coloring book.
They can use that like on a Metamucil commercial.
It's good
like,
for the environment.
You don't have to eat a coloring book.
Now you have Metamucil. Easy to swallow. Tasteless Metamucil that dissolves in water and it's clear. And then the kid's like, "Now I don't have to eat my coloring book no more."
Oh, God.
It's like the old Total cereal commercials where, you know, to get the same number of vitamins.
You have to eat 37 bowls.
Put out a whole line of coloring books that are vitamin fortified and just be like, "Hey, now, Total Paper. Just as many, 100% of the RDA of all your essential nutrients."
And all of the different crayons could be different minerals. And...
No. All the crayons are antioxidants.
And you know that they would sell them at Dandelion.
Oh, my God.
Gina, like, did you ever know about Dandelion when you were down here, or was that after
your time? All the
hipsters
in the tight jeans would be sitting around, like, eating crayons.
Yeah, I don't know, but if it's anything like the store I work at, then I don't probably have need. I don't need to have gone there to
it's
know.
It's like a cafe.
Oh, it's a cafe. Okay, I work in
like
one of those little
vegan
natural
culture
stores.
We don't have any like co-ops yet, but we do have a lot of vegan places. You have your. The first one really was Dandelion. It's like a tea shop, but they have a lot of different wraps and hummus. And now they make what is that thing with the peas?
Guacamole.
They make guacamole, but instead of using avocado, they use green peas, which is really weird.
That's stupid. Yeah. Why would you substitute avocado? Avocado's great.
I don't know. It's the best vegetable ever invented, or fruit. It's a fruit, I guess.
I think it's
another tomato.
Yeah.
The whole fruit vegetable thing again. But and then we got Ethos, which the vegan hot dog guy opened up.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And OMFG. That's all I can say about it. It's like, it's vegan food that tastes like real food. But it doesn't taste like meat. It just tastes like real food. Like, it has flavor.
Oh.
It's so
we
good.
We had, in Tempe, when I lived out there, we had a, that's in Arizona, by the way. We had,
the best ever.
Yeah, oh yeah, you went to the co-op with me, Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't go to what was it called? Green something, the Green Restaurant. That was all vegan comfort food. So it was like chili,
oh,
cheesesteaks, and French fries, but it was all vegan.
Yeah.
So I never ate it because it was all starch, and you know how I can't really eat a lot of starch, so I just, like, I could totally not eat coloring books. That's, like, not left. So, yeah, I nibbled off of somebody's food, and it really did taste like fast food, but it was, like, vegan, which, at the same time, it's cool, but it, you really can't go into that thinking that it's healthy. It's not.
No, it's not healthy. It's just doesn't have any animals in it.
Right, it follows the no animal thing.
It's
so
good,
you,
though.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's, you got to enjoy your life. So if you want to be vegan and you want to eat junk food, it's a really great idea. Other than that, I think it's kind of weird because, you know, if you're going to be vegan, I think, number one, you should try to, like, not I don't know, pretend that the fake meat is, for whatever reason, better than real meat, because, man, soy scares me. You can make it into so many things. Mm. It's like, there's going to be, like, soy people walking around among us, and we're not going to know it.
Soylent Green is people!
or like, soy is people.
Yeah. I was talking with a good friend of mine, and we were talking about, and she's, like, a kind of a hardcore Republican and very much, like, doesn't do weird things. But we were both coming to the agreement that we would rather eat, like, if somebody gave us a choice, I said, I don't know that I'll always be, like, a vegetarian or a pescatarian or whatever, or even a proletarian or whatever, but I said, if somebody gave me the choice between ever eating a hamburger again, like a real cow hamburger, and ever eating an avocado again, I would take the avocado, like, in an instant. It wouldn't even be a thought.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like I've been eating the soy burgers and stuff like that. And I know that they're not perfect and they're not this and that, but I do prefer them to, like, I would not want to eat regular burgers again. I'm not interested. When I gave up meat, like, bit by bit, like, I gave up beef first, and I had, like, steak dinner for my high school graduation. I didn't even finish it. I was like, I don't want this anymore. This is not my scene. This is not my deal.
Well,
yeah, I mean, if you like it, it's different, you know? Like, you do yeah. something that tastes good, you gotta enjoy your life. You can't be like, all the time. I mean, I, for one, would know that food obsessions are very bad. They kind of make you crazy. So, yeah, you just, I don't know, like, when I went on my special diets and everything, self-righteousness helped me deal with the deprivation, but now that I'm used to yeah. it, now that I let myself cheat and be a normal person, like, the self-righteousness is sort of pointless. So now, you know, I just tell everybody, yeah. whatever. I have on my website, actually, my Rebel Nutritionist tips. I don't know if you've seen those. If you've been to my GinaReggio.com site in a while, probably not, but my 12 rules for eating.
Is it still watercolored, or did you do something else with it?
I have yeah. redesigned it probably like 5 times since that design. But the yeah, the
really
new one is like
watercolor.
Well, this one is well, there's two things. It's like this orangey quilty looking design, and then secondly, it's done in HTML, but I tried to make it look like a CSS page because I want to be like FU to CSS, because I tried to teach myself it and it killed me, so I decided that I was just going to say there's no point, and I made it with HTML, but I think it still looks cool.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Style tags. Why?
Yeah, so
HTML's still functional.
I will still say this every time that the subject comes up, is they should be teaching HTML in the 4th grade.
Yeah. I learned it when I was 15. That was close enough.
Yeah.
But anyway, so my Rebel Nutritionist tips. You may or may not agree with them, but this is what I think anyway. I mean, they're subject to change
at
any given...
Does this have a URL, or you just go to GinaReggio?
It's just GinaReggio.com. It's right on the main page, but I'll read them. It's health advice for the sane and skeptical. Tip number 1, eat more butter. 2, exercise is something to do only so you can eat more food. 3, the least beneficial foods to eat are sugars, fried starches, and anything made from or with vegetable oil. Number 4, the need for a special diet is a symptom of disease, not a solution. Drink water and pee regularly. 6, soy is not a health food. 7, if you eat a food and nothing happens to you within 72 hours, you're probably not allergic to it. 8, vitamin supplements are not nutrition insurance. 9, vitamin D is a hormone, not a vitamin, and it's not likely to be an essential nutrient. Number 10, eating animals and animal products occasionally is sustainable. Being a vegan is probably not. And that just comes from my Eco Village experience. That could be wrong, I'm not sure. Number 11, organic junk food is still junk food. Number 12, the word natural has no meaning. And so there we go. That's my
veganaise is still bad for you.
Yes.
Yeah, like, organic junk food is still junk food. Like, I still forget that, even though I say that all the time. because I work in one of those stores that sells organic junk food, and I use that as a justification for me eating it sometimes. And I'm like, no, don't fall for it. That's what they want you to think.
It's chocolate and hazelnut, but it's organic, and I paid $4 for it. It must be good.
I bought a box of chocolate chip cookies, and I think I sort of replaced like 7 of them, and I still looked on the side, and for some reason, my latest thing that I've been looking at on the side of foods has been, like, saturated fat, because that all is very, very, very bad, as far as I know. But, like, I looked on the side, and it's like, oh, it's organic, it's natural, it's chocolate, I can eat a bunch of these and feel fine. And I looked at all the saturated fat content, and the whole rest of the night, I was just like...
Well... From a chemistry standpoint, saturated fat is actually more stable than vegetable oil, and so I tend to think that in a lot of ways it is actually good for you. Yeah. But manufactured saturated fats like margarine, that is probably not the greatest thing in the world. I couldn't really give you a really sound explanation for why that is, but I just have a general perspective on like manufactured hydrogenated fats. It's probably not a good idea. I don't know. I mean, it won't kill you, but it might. I don't know. I mean, honestly, I have no idea. There was this greeting card that I found. I'm going to see if I can bring it up and read it to you because it's hysterical. It really kind of embodies the whole food disaster area that we've created by what the popular media tends to do with correlations. Found in science, they make them out to be bigger than they really are, and damn it, where's the card? It's so funny. But talk amongst yourselves till I find... Oh, wait, I found it.
I'm on the topic.
Okay, so the opening of the card says, sorry you're sick, maybe it was something you ate, and then on the inside it says, like butter. They said butter was bad for you, use margarine instead. But now they say the trans fatty acids in margarine are worse than butter, so you're screwed either way. Then red meat was a killer, although I think it would be even worse if your meat was green or blue. Chicken was okay until someone decided the only healthy birds were free-range chickens, whatever the heck they are. And how many times did your mother say, drink milk, it's good for you? Not anymore, unless you like clogged arteries. And remember, when alcohol was bad for you, now a glass of wine a day is supposed to be good for the heart. It's enough to drive you to drink. So if you're sick and you've ever eaten anything during your life, that's why. Just stop eating, unless you have a fever, in which case, it's feed a fever, though feed it what? I don't know, so get well, okay? So, anyway,
awesome.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with all the stuff it said, like, you know, but that doesn't matter, because the point is, it's a big confusing mess.
No, it's hilarious.
And I am here to straighten out the mess for the world. That's my mission in life, is to become super nutritionist, scientist, freak girl who's a rock star at night, and tells the world what they're supposed to eat.
We should make a freaking Disney Channel show about you.
Oh,
you can
my
teach
God.
All the kids good nutrition, and then you can be a rock star.
And oh, can we be the sidekicks?
I could be the host. No, I could be the host of Pass the Plate. Have you guys ever actually watched Disney Channel? Because I totally do all the time.
Anti-inflammatory drug for your brain,
exactly.
As you called it.
I haven't watched it actually in probably 2 months or 3 months or something like that. But I used to all summer long when I was recovering. I watched Disney because it was like the most stress-free, innocuous television I could find. And like Emily just said, it's anti-inflammatory drug for my brain. But they have this thing called Pass the Plate where they take like a food ingredient and then they talk about how people use it all over the world, and I think that's kind of cool, so whatever.
Sounds good.
You can have your radio correspondent Smiley Goldberg and the captain.
Yep.
You know, something that I've noticed is that all three of us have discovered the phenomenon known as Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter's fun.
Miles got a big smile on her face right now. She likes the Twitter.
I do like the Twitter. I can do the Twitter from my phone.
I hope with that we all could.
I know, but that's what's nice about it is it's like, I don't know, I'm not a super techno geek, but I like keeping in touch. So like
now,
my laptop's open over there.
Have you gone super nerdy? Have you got your Twitter going to your Facebook yet?
No, because I think that you can keep those two separate, and you should keep them separate.
Yeah, but...
Well, should, but...
I mean, what... I would never update my Facebook status. The little, like, Ryan is dot dot dot. I would never.
See, I do that all the time. I do twice the work.
Yeah, I just send one to the other, and if you get an at sign or a pound sign in your Facebook, then I don't care.
All of your things though are like Drupal, blah 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 blah, computer nerdy stuff, blah blah. You told me I wasn't nerdy enough for. There are not plenty of normal things. It's like, here's somebody's Twitter name, blub, 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 blub. And you told me I wasn't nerdy enough for Twitter. You're like, did you get into Twitter because so-and-so? Because you're not... I'm like, no, dumbass, I got into Twitter because of you. And then it's funny because with all things like that, like, LiveJournal, that's like the story of your life for a certain period of time. Like, my college years are all encapsulated in my live journal. And, like, relationships and ways I was feeling. And when I experienced a big breakup last year, it was like, can I see what's leading up to this by reading my old live journal entries? But now it's, like, so much, I guess, more simple. The thing is, you get good with the Twitter. It keeps you brief
and succinct. I used to use Twitter to update people on my medical adventure, which is another, like, piece of my existence right now. Then, because I would sit in the doctor's office with my cell phone while I was waiting for my appointments, and I would update Twitter with, like, shit I was thinking about or, like, what the doctor said. And then I got back on Facebook. I got sucked into it again. I had tried to get away from it, but now I'm back on it again. And now I just feel kind of like the status updates on Facebook are kind of the same as Twitter, so I don't go on Twitter anymore as much as I used to, although every now and then I still update it, and I don't know, at some point I'm going to connect my blog to my Facebook account, so when I make a post about something, everyone that I know will know, and maybe they'll read it. I don't know, my blog is weird.
I'm not sure that anyone ever looks at they call them notes on Facebook. I know that my blog goes there, but I don't think anyone ever actually reads them.
Yeah.
It depends. Like, sometimes people don't... The thing is that you have to tag people. Like, if you do it directly from your... If you write it from Facebook,
yeah,
and then you can tag people. Or, like, this dude, I wrote some, like, political thing about this and that and why I feel like this and why I feel like that. And then some dude who I literally had not talked to in probably 3 or 4 years just wrote... as a response to my blog, did not agree with me. He just wrote, dumb. And then Bug Boy was like, rah, 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 rah.
He's so defensive.
And then my friend Andrew...
Is that what he really sounds like? Rah, 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 rah. That sounds like the dog of the next door neighbor that I had as a child, that when you'd walk past the fence, it would be like, rah, 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 rah.
Well, not quite rah, rah, rah. He sounds more like, I don't know.
He sounds like a surfer.
Oh.
He does not sound like a surfer. You're so full of shit. I can't even.
Hey,
you've met this kid, haven't you?
What would happen if you put a Bug Boy behind a fence? Would he bark like that?
He would start making weird noises.
We're gonna have to get him on the show sometime so I can prove that he sounds like a surfer.
He does not sound like a surfer. He sounds
you
like
want
he's
me to
trying
freaking
to
call him right now.
No.
Yes.
Not, oh my fucking god!
Oh,
I
don't have his
you.
Phone number on here.
Anymore. No, don't call
that
him.
That's not gonna happen. I'm gonna kill you.
I don't have his phone number.
We need to keep Emily somewhat sane tonight.
Dogs barking. I came up with the best idea of all time ever last week. I was at a party. I was actually at a party, and some kid who I knew, like, at UCF, who I actually worked with at the Writing Center, got into an argument with my friend Elizabeth. They were arguing about this and that and about la-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da. But then I was talking with, like, Elizabeth's boyfriend and her friend, and every conversation they have ends up disintegrating into the first three Star Wars prequels. And so I go, oh my god, not again. But, like, I we're sitting there, and I don't know where this came from, but it is the best idea I've ever had. You know how they have those Christmas albums that are like dogs barking?
Like Jingle Bells.
Yeah, Jingle Bells with the dog barking. I don't know where this came from, but I'm going to make an album of Depeche Mode covers all sung by dogs barking. So, like, imagine Enjoy the Silence as just dogs barking.
Oh man, it's hey, like hey, it's like all guys... the string quartet tributes to. Oh my god. Some of them are really good though.
I know they are.
Can you guys still hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you're going staticky for a second.
Underground.
I baked some pies today, and now I want to eat one, and I wanted to come down, but I didn't want to put the computer down, so I just took it. I just took it with me. So now I'm walking back upstairs with a pie.
Pies. You took the laptop downstairs?
Yeah, I've been walking around the house with it.
I was wondering what the sound was. We could hear, like, clacking sounds.
Yeah, it's me walking down to the kitchen to get a pie.
Oh, and now you're staticky again.
Oh, crap, monkeys. Hold on a minute.
Crap, monkeys.
No, you're all right now, but...
Okay. Well, I'm plugging myself back in.
It goes in for, like, 2 or 3 seconds, and then it comes back.
Well, that is
the sound that we're entering the lightning round.
The lightning round?
The alarm for the lightning round sounds kind of like this.
Kind of sounds like Milo woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning this morning for no good reason. After I stayed up and drank, like, the cheapest wine ever, we had bad pizza, and we watched Mamma Mia, which was absolutely terrible.
You know what I kind of missed, though?
What?
I missed the inside joke alarm.
We don't, like, we're so out of the world. I don't know. I think PFA has sort of taken on a new meaning. Like, I think that there are more people who think that they're PFA, which makes them less PFA. Which is such a bitchy thing to say. I don't know. My opinion on PFA has changed because I've moved to South Florida. And that is the home of the FPAs. And everybody thinks that they're douche. Like, we went to Art Basel a couple weeks ago, and holy Jesus, is Miami Beach full of douchebags.
I was born in South Florida, so I certainly... I don't know how I ended up not turning into one of those people. I guess because I had, like, hippie-like parents, and they didn't let me.
You have an innate awesomeness.
Thank
you. Your parents are college professors. There's a high probability that you will not become fucking pretentious.
There are plenty of people who are in South Florida who are not FPA.
Yeah, but most of them don't have any money, and you don't, you know, you gotta have money in South Florida to really amount to anything.
Either that, or you have to just live with your mom and dad forever, like a lot of my classmates from high school did.
Yeah.
It's really easy to, like, stay in Boca and never leave, because it's like a bubble. I don't think... It's just, you get protected from reality. It's almost like the biodome of FPA or something.
Oh. But you've burst your way through that biodome.
By the way, this pie is freaking amazing. I'm really happy that I made it.
You're making me jealous.
In said pie?
Well, it's my my no-grain crust, so it's made of almond meal and butter, and then the filling is cherries, which are from my work. They're tart cherries with sugar, and I put, like, agave syrup on them instead, and they're great.
Can I come over?
Yep, sure. Come on over, but I'm eating the pie. It's almost gone. Well, actually, they're mini pies, so when I'm saying that I'm eating an entire pie, it's probably
You're
the size of
tart.
My hand. Yeah, it's a tart.
Oh, and that would be the magical sound.
The
Dr. Katz lives near a fire station.
Oh.
So... That happens just about any time that you can think of.
Fire station!
I mean,
Hello?
I don't have to go into all the different times that it happens, but it's a lot.
Uh-oh.
And then the cats meow because it's time for dinner.
I heard the kitty cat. That's so cute.
Aww. These are
She
awesome
doesn't really
microphone.
Meow. She just kind
I
of
really
squeaks.
Need a microphone like this.
Yeah, I got a new cat a couple of months ago. Her name is Maya, and she's a super cat. And everybody I know knows I'm obsessed with her. And she has her own MySpace page.
Oh, no.
And a blog.
You should put your cat on Petentials. Did I ever tell you about that?
Yes.
Yeah, you went staticky. You're still staticky.
Hey-o.
This is an interesting technical difficulty we're having here.
How is that? Did I drop pie into the...
Probably.
No, I think your connection sucks.
Tart well, my connection sucks. Are getting in your way.
Someone's stealing Dr. Katz's internet right now.
All
right.
You know what? It's probably me.
I think this is descending into chaos.
I think this is slowly
descending into chaos.
Is your
laptop updating something? Are you, like, downloading
BitTorrent
or something?
I don't think so. No.
Is your laptop sending out its nightly spam?
No.
Your laptop's been hacked.
My laptop is everything cool? Can
yeah,
you guys
back.
Hear me again?
You're back.
Okay. Cool.
I was asking you a question. Oh, potentials. The internet for pets.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't remember which one of my webby friends did that, so now I know that's you. Okay, groovy. Yeah. But yeah, Maya, her MySpace page is myspace.com.
Oh, no!
That's hilarious. You
the
went
world
static
will
as soon
never
as you
know
said.
Maya's MySpace page.
We're going to have to stop
this
soon because
you're
going to say something
okay.
really important and then it's going to go...
All right, can you hear me? I'll say it again real quick
yeah.
before it
what
dies.
Comes after the
right,
slash?
It's myspace.com/ Maya Shakti Kitty.
Shakti? How do you spell that?
MayaShakti Kitty. Okay. I didn't name her. My weird ex-boyfriend named her after some Native American goddess. I think she's a cat, not a Native American goddess of illusion, but that's okay.
Okay.
Well, that's okay. We have Loki and Litmus here, so total nerd names.
They're pretty awesome
yeah.
kitties.
Litmus, like, you have a cat named after pH paper.
Yes. Exactly. I don't know if she's an acid or a base, so.
They were inherited cats, and they were named by a nerd.
Well, you should dip her in some stuff and see if she turns to, like, blue.
Terrible! No!
Yeah.
Oh,
gonna,
my
I'm
God.
I'm going to soak Litmus in purple cabbage.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. Okay, lightning round.
No, purple cabbage itself is a litmus test.
No, I did that when I was, like, 11 years old. It was good fun.
Your mom is a litmus yeah. test.
Yeah, that's right. That's what this podcast is.
Oh, no!
Lightning
okay.
round is coming for
lightning
you.
Lightning round is coming for you.
Oh, you're still not there. This is so horrible.
What?
You're going to have to call out a duck.
Quack. I'm tired.
Gina,
all right.
Gina, how do we find you on Twitter? What's your thing?
I forgot. I think it's just Gina Riggio. I have no shame. I put my whole
the beta female.
Oh, that's right. It's the beta female after my blog.
You can find Maya Goldberg. I don't know that you can be my Twitter friend because I have to protect myself. You can find Maya Goldberg. I'm Bassoon Bop.
Oh,
you better learn
I know.
How to spell bassoon.
I think you're
also
on my Twitter
off.
Thing.
I am on your Twitter, woman.
And I'm Liberator because I'm unoriginal.
Liberator.
Yeah.
Liberator.
Liberator.
Because you're too cool for vowels.
Taking the vowels out of words doesn't always make them cool. Sorry.
Sometimes it just makes them shorter.
Yes.
Or easier to
or
purchase.
Less expensive to yeah. put on the Wheel of Fortune.
I'd like to buy vowels. Sorry.
Oh, no.
All
okay,
right.
We're really going to have to call this a
duck.
Duck,
duck, duck.
We're going to have to say...
Goose.
Well, what do we say? Shrink ecological footprint.
That's
remember
the
that
wrong
we're supposed
podcast.
To say that? No, no. That was why we named that other podcast that, because we would say it on this show.
Say it on this show.
That was how we end the show.
But
isn't there something else we're supposed to say?
I can
pound
say...
Pound your conch whenever you can.
What?
That's
terrible.
Pay for your books with cash.
Eat more butter.
Grin like a dog.
Eat fewer coloring
aimlessly.
Books.
Eat coloring books.
Eat
yeah.
coloring books. Oh, and yeah. celebrate Wed Day on February 1st.
Or well, whatever Super Bowl is that when the Super Bowl is?
Yeah.
Don't be a dick. I mean it.
Listen to more Wagner and play more Scrabble.
Play more Scrabble. Don't pass people in the merge lanes. It's a bad idea. And we love you.
Well, and we already know about eat more butter and all that good stuff.
I like eat more butter. That'll be the new one. Going into the 09 year, maybe we'll have more than two podcasts this year.
Wow.
And they'll all end with eat more butter.
Yeah, you know what would be cool is if we could have a podcast where all three of us are in the same room. We'll have to work that out.
I'm going
to
work that shit out.
Well, we're going to have to buy you a plane ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be way cheaper if you come down here first. Oh, it's
static. And we're out. I think we're going to call it a duck.
We're going to, stop now. And Kyle, if you're listening, you have to give us points. It's your job.
Good night, Gina.
Good night.
Peace.
Oh, hey, we have URLs.
Oh my god, URL my asshole.
No, but this podcast,
oh my god,
is you can't spell crap.
pfalliance.blogspot.com.
And we have MySpace and other random crap that you can find. Mostly you just subscribe to us on iTunes. Who actually uses
MySpace anymore?
I don't know. But you just subscribe to us on iTunes. You look for crap face.
It is explicit.
Yeah, explicit.
We can end this podcast with this. A great way to get fired from your lame job at a health food store is to poop in the oatmeal.
And on that note, quack.
Quack.
Good night, folks. Oh, no!
That's hilarious. You
the
went
world
static as soon
will never
as you
know
said it.
My MySpace page.
We're going to have to stop this soon because you're going to say tragedy. Something really important and then it's going to go...
Yes.
What comes after the slash? Shakti? How do you spell that?
See it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's okay. We have Loki and Litmus here, so total nerd names.
They're pretty awesome kitties.
Yes.
Exactly. I don't know if she's an acid or a base, so.
They were inherited cats, and they were named by a nerd.
That's terrible! No! Yeah.
I'm gonna soak Litmus in purple cabbage.
Oh my
water.
God. Okay, lightning round.
No, I did that when I was like 11 years old. It was good fun.
Your mom is a litmus test.
Oh,
no!
Lightning round is coming for
lightning
you.
Lightning round is coming for you.
Oh, you're still not there. This is so horrible. We're going to have to call out a duck.
Quack. I'm tired.
Gina,
all right.
Gina, how do we find you on Twitter? What's your thing? I think it's the beta female.
It is the beta female. You can find Maya Goldberg. I don't know that you can be my Twitter friend because I have to protect myself. You can find Maya Goldberg. I'm Bassoon Bop.
You better learn how to spell bassoon.
Or else I'll kick you in the teeth. I am on your Twitter, woman.
And I'm Liberator because I'm unoriginal.
Liberator.
Yeah.
Liberator. Taking the vowels out of words doesn't always make them cool. Sorry. Yes.
Or easier to
or less
purchase.
Expensive to put on the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh no. Okay, we're really gonna have to call this a duck.
Duck, duck, duck.
We're gonna have to say
goose.
Oh, what do we say? Shrink your ecological footprint. I remember that we're supposed to say that. No, that was why we named that other podcast that, because we would say it on this show. That was how we end the show. But isn't there something else we're supposed to say?
I can say...
Pound your conch whenever you can.
What?
that's Jim Phillips' closing line.
That's terrible.
Pay for your books with cash. Grin Like a Dog.
Eat Fear Coloring
aimlessly.
Books.
Eat Coloring Books. Oh, and Celebrate Wed Day on February 1st. Yeah.
Don't be a dick. I mean it.
Listen to more Wagner and play more Scrabble.
Play more Scrabble. Don't pass people in the merge lanes. It's a bad idea. And we love you.
Well, and we already know about Eat More Butter and all that good stuff.
I like Eat More Butter. That'll be the new one. Going into the 09 year, maybe we'll have more than two podcasts this year. And they'll all end with Eat More Butter. Wah. Alright. I'm gonna work that shit out.
Well, we're gonna have to buy you a plane ticket.
Yeah.
It's gonna be way cheaper if you come down here first. Oh, it's static.
And we're out. I think we're gonna call it a duck.
We're going to stop now. And Kyle, if you're listening, you have to give us points. It's your job.
Good night, Gina. Peace.
Oh, hey, we have URLs.
Oh my god, URL my asshole.
No, but this podcast is you can't spell crap.
pfalliance.blogspot.com.
And we have MySpace and other random crap that you can find. Mostly you just
Who actually uses MySpace anymore?
I don't know. But you just subscribe to us on iTunes. You look for Crap
iTunes.
Face. And
it
we'll
is explicit.
Yeah, explicit.
And on that note, quack.
Quack.
Good night, folks.